Today, Progress Energy announced that it has signed another contract with a Georgia company to purchase electricity from a waste wood biomass plant that will be built in Florida. Progress Energy won't own the small plant, but they will purchase the energy output from the Georgia company. Sherry Jacobs is a spokesperson for Progress Energy Florida.
Progress Energy Florida has signed another contract with a company called Biomass Gas and Electric, and that company is going to build a power plant that will run on biomass. It will run on waste wood products. These are things like yard trimmings and tree bark or wood knots, things that paper mills can't use, and it will take those waste wood products and use it to generate electricity. The plant will be about 75 megawatts, which is large enough to power 46,000 homes, and it will be online in June in the year 2011.
This is the second agreement for Progress Energy to purchase waste wood biomass energy from Biomass Gas and Electric. Jacobs said she did not know where the new plant would be located, but that it would be built in either North or Central Florida.
It will be the second of its type. We have a contract to buy the electricity from an identical plant from this company that will be online about 6 months earlier. That is planned for North Florida, using the same waste wood products. This is part of Progress Energy's ongoing commitment to renewable energy and developing technologies. And Progress Energy thinks that renewable and alternative energy, such as biomass, hold great promise and are a key part of Florida's energy future.
Jacobs said this plant would be smaller than a baseload plant powered by coal, gas, or nuclear fuel. Glenn Ferris is the president and CEO of Biomass Gas and Electric in Atlanta, Georgia, the company that will build the waste wood energy plant.
We will be working with local collection companies, but I really don't like using the word garbage because we're not using like what we would commonly call municipal solid waste or household garbage. These are things that are, you know, come from like proper forest management, vegetation from storms, like I said, lawn clippings, things of that nature, you know, things that from the forest products industry. And then also we're also exploring opportunities to grow part of the fuel also.
Ferris said his company is not yet sure which crops would be used to fuel the plant. He said that woody materials such as switchgrass or the grass miscanthus will be considered, but the cost of the fuel will be less than oil or natural gas.
It would be much less than an oil-burning facility. I mean, that's quite expensive fuel. Our fuel will be much less expensive. But I'm not allowed, really, through an agreement with Progress to discuss the actual price that we're selling to them at, but this is a second contract for us with Progress, and both in a filing with the Public Service Commission on the first contract is going to save the ratepayers in their service area $41 million over the 20-year term of the contract. So it's very competitively priced power.
Stephen Smith is the executive director of the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy. His group supports wood waste biomass plants because the environmental and economic costs are less than a traditional coal or natural gas power plant.
Those have costs also, environmental costs, and what soon will become very real economic costs. So this plant's going to be built, it'll operate for 20 or 30 or 40 years, and over the course of the life of that plant, the cost of the carbon dioxide emissions are going to start showing up on people's bills, and that's why using a renewable source is better than using a source from coal. So we applaud Progress Energy. Wood is a cost-effective resource if sourced locally, and we think that it'll be competitive compared to other renewable sources that are available to Florida.
Rather than being burned to produce energy, the biomass will be gasified, a process that Smith said is cleaner.
The advantage of gasifying the wood is that it actually, you end up with a cleaner fuel. If you burn wood directly, you end up with ash and fine particulates, and you have to work ways around cleaning that up before it gets released as air pollution. By actually gasifying the wood waste, you end up with a cleaner fuel source that has a better emissions profile. So we support gasification as a way of using the wood resource.
Progress Energy's Jacobs said that 5% of the power that their customers use comes from renewable sources and energy efficiency programs. Including the announcement of this plant, in the last 2 years, Progress Energy has signed contracts to purchase 300 megawatts of energy from three biomass plants. The company also has limited programs for solar power and hydrogen fuel cell technology.
We have about 60 customers across the state who have solar panels that are interconnected to our grid, and those are on a much smaller scale than say, a biomass plant. We also have a number of experiments going on across the state with hydrogen fuel cells and looking at how those behave in Florida to see how we can help spur that technology along.
But the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy's Smith said that Progress Energy should provide more solar power to its customers.
We remain disappointed with Progress Energy's commitment to solar power. We've seen leadership from another utility in the state of Florida. Florida Power and Light has made a commitment to new solar generation technologies. A number of other utilities across the country do a lot more to incentivize and promote solar development. We're in the Sunshine State. We should be very aggressive in our use of solar power in this state. And we think that Progress should be doing more in that area.
For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.